Hello, hello. Welcome to another fun episode of Data Dojo Analytics 101 with your host, Sunil Kapoor. So today, we're going to talk about something which looks pretty simple, but when we start doing it, when we start to work on it, it gets so complex that at times we kind of think to ourselves that how can we effectively show the data in a way where the audience can connect with us. So in other words, what I'm trying to allude to, I'm trying to convey a very important aspect of data science, or so to say analytics, which is data visualization, that is not only showing numbers via bar graphs or a pie chart or a donut chart or whatever chart you like, but trying to convey a message through a narrative driven storytelling, which means that, you know, there has to be a human factor when you're trying to show the data to the business stakeholders, or so to say to the audience. So you may think about it, or probably you may want to argue about it, that, you know, how we can add the human factor, or so to say how we can create story while creating a standard PowerPoint presentation, or, you know, when we are looking into a financial aspect of a particular business, then how we can add a narrative. Well, it should be pretty straightforward. All you have to think about is the situation in which your data will make more sense, the thought behind a particular graph, and what is the background and what will be the outcome. So we'll talk about it during our podcast. So before I start talking about the ethics and the golden rules and certain do's and don'ts of data visualization, I just want to say this particular line, which I came up in the morning itself while I was thinking about that what will be the topic of my podcast. And that line is, showing analytics is as important as doing analytics. And when I say showing analytics, I'm referring to data visualization. I'm referring to a story-driven visualization. So with that being said, one thing that I want to say, and this is based on what Sir Edward Tufte stated, that an excellent visualization expresses complex ideas with clarity, precision, and efficiency. And I think that this is one of the most important aspects of when we when we think about creating effective data visualizations.
So complex.
So now let's talk about it. Let's think about that, how we can attain that visual nirvana when we are trying to create any data visualization, or when we are trying to tell a story using probably a dashboard or a handful of charts, or whatever way we want to do it. But certainly using the data, we really want to tell a compelling story. So to be able to attain that visual nirvana, as I call it, there are three things to look into. The very first thing is visual design, that is showing the data, and then the message aspect of it, that through the data using bar graph, what I really want to tell. So it includes part of narration, okay, story narration. And then the third aspect is interactivity. Now you may think about it, that how we can add interactivity to our PowerPoint presentations. Well, there are so many ways that you can do it, but this is not the podcast where we would really want to cover this. So it's altogether a different ballgame. But think about the interactivity from the perspective of a dashboard, from a perspective of a fully functional business intelligence tool that you may want to bring to bear. For instance, Tableau's or Power BI's or ClickSense or MicroStrategies of the world. So thinking from that perspective. So when we talk about these three elements, visual design, message, interactivity, there are certain rules for each of these three aspects. So let's talk about visual design. So whenever we are trying to create a visualization, or whenever we are creating a visual design, we need to ensure that we are using appropriate charts or appropriate graphs. So we may think of which graph we should be using when we want to show the comparisons. When we want to show the difference, there has to be a different graph. When we want to show a causality, you may want to use a scatter plot. And when you want to show a systemic structure of your data or a hierarchy-based data, then you may think of using a tree. A tree design way of visualizing the data. So there are so many ways that you can you can create visual designs based on your data or what sort of story you want to tell using the data. So this is the first part of it. And then let's talk about the message. So your visualization should have a narrative, okay? It should have a story to tell. So thinking about you're working as a contact center manager, and you have got the entire LOB's worth of data, and what you want to do is you want to start from the top, where you would really want to show that how your department is performing at the enterprise level, and then drill down to the to the specific teams, and then from specific teams you want to focus on to the team members, and then within the team members you may want to focus on the bottom and the top performers, and then based on the bottom performers you may want to come up with some sort of strategy to improve the performance of your LOB. So this is the sort of narrative that you may want to think about, instead of just putting a couple of graphs here and there on the presentation and just talking through those graphs may not add a lot of value compared to when you have a structure, when you have a storyline to your presentation. And that's what I mean by narrative. And similarly, you can create these kind of narratives within the dashboards as well. And then within the message part of the equation, the other thing is how effectively you are including certain call outs or captions or summaries that may add more value to your data visualization. And then comes the third part, that is interactivity, engagement, how you can engage the audience. So for this particular aspect, we will think specifically about a dashboard scenario that you have created a dashboard for the organization, and now within the dashboard you must have these four things. The first thing is the filtering capability. The user should be able to filter the data. This sounds very, very common and very, very simplistic, but believe you me, when we stick to basics, then we are much more successful than we compared to when we go ahead and just create a complex dashboard or a complex visualization. So first part being filtering, second part being free interactivity. When I say free interactivity, do not hold your audience with some basic filters. Allow them to play around with not only filters but also with the graph. So you may want to connect one graph with the other so that they can play around and create their own story when they are going through your dashboard or going through the visualization that you have created. And then there's a aspect of details on demand. And what I call this as a hidden layer or selection criteria that you can bring into your visualization. And then the other thing is sort of a tacit tutorial. Okay, you would really want your audience to be well educated before they start using your dashboard. So you may want to think from the perspective of that, how you can train your audiences when they are using the dashboard or the visualization, or for that fact, even a presentation. So within the presentation, you have the notes section where you can bring in a lot of details about the graphs and the stories that you may want to tell. So there are ways that you can, you know, bring in interactivity. You can ensure that your audience is well prepared to look at the data that you really want to, you know, show to them. When I say well prepared, I'm using this, you know, phrase well prepared from a standpoint of that they know what they are looking at. For instance, if you are not there in the room, they should be able to use that presentation. They should be able to use that dashboard to make their own conclusions. And those conclusions should be right, okay? So the other aspect is the credibility. But out and out, if you really want to attain the visual nirvana, you may wanna you know, focus on these three aspects of it. Then the other thing that comes to my mind is the you know, the five golden rules of effective data visualization. That is including four elements, and we're going to talk about these four elements. Then we have a concept of supportive elements, and then there's a concept of no ambiguity, and then the minimalistic approach and the proximity. So when we talk about the four elements, what we are referring to is we are referring to the title, the subtitle, the visual field, and the source line. These four elements should be available within the visual, you know, field of the visualization. Could be access, could be labels, and, you know, and legends as well. This is a must. These are must. Must to be present elements. And then what are the supportive elements? Okay, supportive elements could be you know, certain aspects of visualization where you want to add an additional blurb. Usually we say that we should not be adding a lot of you know, bells and whistles to our visualizations, but within a presentation or within a dashboard, having a background or backdrop of the data may add some value to it, okay? And this may not work each and every time, but in certain scenarios, it may work, you know, to your advantage. And then, no ambiguity. No data should be misrepresented or is shown in a way that the audience isn't able to understand it, okay? So you need to ensure that each element has a single purpose, which cannot be misinterpreted. Then we have the, you know, aspect of minimalistic approach, okay? So you may think about limiting the number of colors that you wanna use within the visualization, because at times having too many colors may disorient or may cause a lot of you know, issues to the audience, and they may not be able to focus on the message that you want to convey, you know. And you may want to think about certain you know, professional color schemas that are readily available on the internet, and then you can think about creating a minimalistic visualization with appealing you know, storyline. And then the proximity. So you may want to limit the eye travel, okay? So you have to ensure that the labels and legends are placed in the close proximity of the you know, of the visualization, so that, you know, the audiences, they don't struggle to find, okay, what this red color bar is all about, or what this green color bar is all about. So your legend should be pretty close to your visualizations, so that the audience can understand what you're trying to show them. And then there are certain no-nos as well, okay? When I say no-no, I mean to say that you need to ensure that no 3D charts are being used, okay? So 3D charts, they tend to skew the visual perception of the audience. So that is, you know, that is a key. And 3D visualizations are sort of a no-no. And then think about using a donut chart versus a pie chart, or, you know, or a pie chart itself. So you really need to be very, very careful, because at times your eyes may fool you. So just think about it. You're using a pie chart, and then you think of using a donut chart. Now you're relying purely on the arc of the donut compared to the whole proportion within the pie. So, you know, the arcs may give you some, you know, some skewed information. I mean, this may not happen a lot, but as a cautionary point, I just wanted to talk about it. So in totality, if you're going to take care of these three elements, which I talked about, that is visual design, message, and interactivity, you will definitely be able to attain the visual nirvana. And if you're going to follow these five, the five golden rules that I talked about, you will definitely be able to create a very compelling visualization. So with that being said, I just want to thank you all for listening in, and you all have a great weekend and happy data munging.